it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As the first quarter of the 21st century nears its closing, Rolling Stone decided to put out a list of the 250 best songs we've had in the 21st century
yes.
so far.
They do this mainly to get people to argue, go to their website, get a bunch of clicks. They are, like, I think, like the forefather of the clickbait,
yes,
rage bait world that we're in right now. I think it's all their fault, Rolling Stone.
Yeah. Angry comments, arguments, all of that, Rolling Stone's fault.
So that being said, I have the top five, and I want to see if you guys agree with any of these.
I'm just so curious if any of them are even rock songs. I'm guessing no.
Maybe.
Okay.
Quite possibly. How many do you think you'll agree with that deserve to be a top five song of the century?
One.
One. Danny, you think zero?
Zero.
Okay. Are you ready for number five?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is, they consider to be the number, what is it? So the number five greatest song of the 21st century. I think you'll like this one.
What is this?
All right. Number one. This actually is my number one of this year.
Of this year?
Yeah, I don't
this
know
came
why.
Out this year?
No, this came out back in 2012.
No, I know. That's the crazy part is I just discovered it this year.
But in all fairness, this is Taylor's version, which maybe came out a little bit after that. It's fair.
Wait, what is this song?
It's All Too
All
Well.
Too Well.
All Too Well.
This is probably, some would argue that this is Taylor Swift's greatest song, and apparently Rolling Stone would agree with that. I think, unless she's writing a song about Travis Kelce's wiener, it's not a good song.
Wow.
I'm kidding. I like that song. I wouldn't put it in my top five of this century.
Wow. I don't know. That one, I kind of agree with that one.
And now
guys.
I'm worried that the rest of these songs are all Taylor Swift songs, too.
No, that's the only Taylor Swift song. This one, I have a feeling that we might all agree on that it does deserve to at least be recognized as a great song of this century. Don't want
to hear about it. Oh, yes.
Okay.
I don't know about top five, but he's definitely in the list somewhere.
I'd rather listen to this than Taylor Swift,
so
I put it ahead of that.
Okay, now you're just speaking blasphemy.
I would rather listen to this on repeat for the rest of my life than listen to Taylor Swift.
Oh, come on.
But they're from Detroit, so I don't want to listen to them right now.
We're fighting.
White Stripes, Seven Nation Army came in at number four. Okay, number three, I would say, is maybe a top three music video for me. But
is
I don't know.
Sexy?
There's a hot lady in it, probably. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain.
How I'm feeling in my pride is the one. Do you remember this video?
No.
It's Beyonce in like really short shorts, just like doing sexy things.
I can't with Beyonce though.
No?
I was always a Destiny's Child
okay,
girl.
Okay, I'm good.
Just watch it on mute, Steve.
That's Crazy in Love features Jay-Z as well. We didn't get to the part where he's in his sexy short shorts, but it does happen. All right, number two, I'm going to say yes, it deserves to be. I don't know if you guys are going to rock with this one. It is a rock band. I think some people will be like, Steve, your music taste sucks for this, but I've always loved this song. It's always hit me in a great way. Yeah.
I love this song.
Again, I don't know if number five or like in the top five, but it's a good song.
Whenever I hear this song, I'm like, gosh, man, I don't know what it would be like to be in a band where you write a song so great like this, but you can never follow it up. Like, yeah. and not because their other music sucks. It's just how do you write a better song than this?
It's a great song. Karen O, is that her?
Yeah. I remember seeing them at the Showbox and they were amazing live. So this is the number two song of the century, though. I thought that was kind of crazy.
That's a bold statement.
Do they have other songs?
No. All right, number one, another female-fronted artist.
Ooh, nice.
Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
Mississippi, putting it down. Oh. I'm the hottest round. I told
y'all can stop me now. Listen to me now. I love the song when this came out.
I'll give it a nod because of the music video. The music video is so trippy. It's so good.
I've never liked this song. Even when they use it in like 40-Year-Old Virgin, because that's how I knew the song.
Yeah.
It was just like, I don't know. It just never hit me the right way.
2001, Get Your Freak On, Missy Elliott is considered to be the greatest song of the 21st century
wow.
so far. I do not agree with that. I don't hate the song, but I wouldn't put that one at number one. Some of the other ones that are in the top 10, I don't know, Dancing on My Own by Robin.
Oh, yeah. She's got the short blonde hair. Yeah. It's fine.
She almost started singing it. She almost started singing it.
She thought better of it.
Why am I saying it? You'd be like, oh, yeah, that one.
She's going to be like, these guys are going to crucify me if I try and sing that one. All Right by Kendrick Lamar. Then Radiohead in the top 10.
Which one?
Idiotech.
Oh.
Then Toxic from Britney Spears. And then Frank Ocean's Thinking About You.
What were their what were the like specifications of this list? Like,
what would piss off rock fans?
It's so weird. Like, it's like Toxic by Britney Spears.
I'm looking at some, like, The Strokes were in the top 15. I mean, I'm trying to like find other rock artists that were even in there, and that's it.
Wow.
Everything else is rap or pop. Thankfully, though, I have to give a nice nod to Rolling Stone. I don't see any country songs in the top 20.
This is a victory.
We'll take the little victories.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know why it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.